These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Wednesday, November the 8th. I'm Dustin Huffman. Talking right now with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. And Jim, looking at the screen, a lot of green here to start the morning. What are we looking at in those corn and soybean markets?
We are seeing a very positive move. There's two things that are driving it, Dustin, right now. It is weather and it is export business. On the weather front, the heat is really building back in the northern central part of Brazil. On top of it, not a lot of rain. So it looks like it's going to be warm and dry for the next 10 days. That is not what they need. They need to get this crop in the ground. They need cooler temps and some rain. Then on the other hand, southern Brazil overall is still tracking a little bit wetter. That pattern that we've been in for the last month, 2 months, it seems like down there is entrenched. That's step one why we're rallying. The other thing is export sales business. There was reports from Reuters yesterday that China bought up to 600,000 metric tons of beans. That was private negotiated sales. Reuters reported it last night. That was part of the reason why I think we had the strength. But then this morning we did have flash sales, and they were good. We sold a total of about 33.4 million bushels of corn and 10.3 million bushels of beans. I mean, some pretty good bean sales that were announced to on the flash sales this morning. So we're at a point where the market's broken enough, at least on the corn and wheat, you're starting to get us competitively priced. On the beans, this dryness issue in South America has definitely got China's attention, and that's pushing demand our way. And if that can continue to go, that should help propel the market even higher.
We have more from our conversation with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net under the podcast tab at IowaAgNet.com. The number's next.
November is full of weekly observances which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn is up 6 1/4 right now at 4.74 3/4. March up 6 at 4.89 1/2. November beans up 20 cents at 13.68 3/4. January up 20 3/4 at 13.82 3/4. Soy meal up $12 at $450.80 per ton. Soy oil down a dime at 49.03. Chicago wheat up 10 1/2 at 5.80 3/4. Minneapolis up 6 1/2 at 7.31. Kansas wheat is up 10 3/4 at 6.43. Oats up 4 at 3.56. December live cattle down 55 cents at 178.22. November feeders down $1.22 at 2.31 even. December lean hogs down 82 cents at 72.02. Pork cutout 65 cents higher at 81.40. That's the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.